Daily Brief, May 28, 2026. Top of mind renewed US-Iran strikes shattered peace deal optimism, sending Brent back above $98 and triggering a broad risk-off move in Asian equities. KOSPI 3.3%, TOPIX 0.8%. Oil markets priced a ceasefire. The market is now repricing sustained disruption risk. Counterintuitively, gold fell to a two-month low, 4,070, as a stronger USD and rate hike expectations dominate the safe haven bid. The KOSPI's sell-off was amplified by Korea's new single-stock leveraged ETFs tied to Samsung Schott SK Hynix. Goldman's desk flagged these as volatility accelerators via daily rebalancing mechanics. Catalyst Radar PCE Price Index, April, today at 8:30 a.m. ET, consensus plus 0.5%, MOM 3.8% YOY. The print will either validate or challenge the hawkish Fed repricing. Marvel Technology, MRVL, earnings after close. Another AI demand signal after Snowflake's beat. Analyst, A Opinion Columns, Bloomberg Opinion, authors. The Trump put strike price has moved further away. VIX at 15 versus 50, when he blinked on tariffs last year, and 30 when dovish rhetoric shifted on Iran. AI euphoria has decoupled stocks from oil, removing the market's guardrail effect on policy. WSJ heard on the street, corporate bonds. Investment-grade yields at 5.3%, but spreads near generational tights versus treasuries. Risk, AI-related releveraging and M&A financing wave could push issuance above 2T in 2026, widening spreads. Markets oil, Brent plus 3.9% to $97.99, WTI plus 4.0% to $92.25. U.S. struck Iranian military site near Bandar Abbas. IRGC retaliated against U.S. airbase. Kuwait activated air defenses. Citi notes uncertainty on deal timing keeps central banks hawkish. Equities, S&P 500 closed flat at record, 7,520, Wednesday, futures flat. Dow plus 0.36% to new high. SPX Semis index fell 1.4%, despite Micron plus 3.6%, NVDA, AMD, Intel lower. Asia, KOSPI, 3.3%. Samsung 6.4%, SK Hynix 4.1%, ASX 200 1.5%, Hang Seng 2.2%. Australia's 10-year yield poly 6 BP, fixed income, US 10-year poly 5 BP to 4.53% in Asia. Swaps pricing 70% probability of a Fed hike by year end. ECB warned markets underestimate fiscal geopolitical risk. FX, DXY plus 0.3%, third straight day. JPY at 159.60, intervention data due Friday. Bloomberg estimates Y10T spent April 30, May 6. INR among worst in Asia, 6% YTD. Gold, 1.9% to 4,370, two-month low. Implied vol on GLD collapsed. The premium on calls over puts is near December lows. Silver, HSBC calls it fundamentally overvalued. UBS flags demand destruction. Copper, 0.1% to 13,515, third day down. Tariff trade narrative returning. Traders scouring for metal to ship to US. Economy Fed speakers remain hawkish. Kashkari said inflation fight is priority. Labor market decent. Warned inflation expectations could become unanchored. Goolsbee called energy inflation more persistent than expected. Described a stagflationary shock for Asian economies. Cook said inflation heading wrong direction, prepared to hike. NY Fed blog, remarkable increase in food insecurity among lower income households. K-shaped economy widening. Bottom cohort cutting grocery spend as gasoline hits $4.46 a gallon, plus 40% YOY. Chicago Fed Farm Loan Index, 10th straight quarter of decline in repayment rates. Iran war driving fuel toward fertilizer costs higher on top of tariff damage. Business Josh Finance Snowflake, plunged 36% after hours. Beat on EPS, 0.39 versus 0.32 est. Revenue plus 33% YOY. Announced $6 billion 5-year AWS commitment, expanding use of Graviton chips. Acquired AI startup Natoma. Meta testing AI subscriptions at $7.99, $19.99 month. Singapore, Guatemala, Bolivia. Zuckerberg said cloud business is on the table as a monetization outlet for overbuilt compute. Ferrari, race. Loose EV launch panned, stock 8% since unveil. Former chairman called it a disgrace. Citi notes timing risk given luxury peers delaying EVs. RBC says, too early to be overly concerned. Deliveries start Q4. NIO. plus 9% on ES9 SUV launch at Weimar's 390K, 57K under battery subscription. CEO pivoting focus back to China after overseas expansion paused. JP Morgan, JPM. Diamond said bank could consider acquisitions up to $20 billion given regulatory flexibility. Wealth management unit considered 25 deals in 2025. Synopsys, SNPS, adding Elliott partner Jesse Cohn to board. Activist pressure on chip design software. Wilmar, SGX, 11% after Indonesia named palm oil giant in export abuse probe. State-linked CPO tenders halted. Canada Banks, BMO, Scotiabank, National Bank raising dividends after earnings beat on lower loan loss provisions. Polymarket Google, engineer charged with insider trading on search term bets, made 1.2 memiance using non-public data. World Geopolitics US-Iran, US struck Iranian military site, IRGC retaliated against US base, Kuwait activated air defenses. Treasury sanctioned Persian Gulf Strait Authority for charging tolls. Trump, not satisfied with talks, won't let Iran control Hormuz. IEA, global oil investment set to fall for third straight year, below 500 billion, despite higher prices. Spending shifting to grids, renewables, nuclear, coal. ECB financial stability review, markets vulnerable to sharp repricing on geopolitical complacency. Warned US fiscal credibility concerns could trigger global repricing of sovereign risk. China pork prices hit 16-year low, deflationary signal. Hog glut from government production, push meeting weak demand, property slump, restaurant slowdown. China Shaanxi coal disaster, 82 dead. At least 109 mines suspended, caused 10% of province output. Coking coal futures, plus 111% for week. Summer power risks as consumption hits record early. China oil, imports could fall to 10.9 metric BPD, weakest since 2022. Demand destruction from EV adoption, overcapacity. Refiners cutting runs 2 MBPD without tightening product markets. Technology AI semiconductor index plus 182% YTD, 5.7T in added market cap. Goldman raised S&P 500 YE target to 8,000 from 7,600 citing AI-driven profit boom. Sivers Semiconductors, small Swedish photonics firm, 1,700% YTD, now has 17% short interest. Inclusion in OMX benchmark June 1st, SpaceX, OpenAI IPO race, SpaceX targeting 1.5T valuation, OpenAI 852B. SpaceX has monopolistic launch share, 80% plus master orbit, versus OpenAI facing competitive pressure from Anthropic, Google. Meta's cloud comment and AI subscriptions signal monetization urgency. CapEx guidance raised to $125-$145B. Teachers Union, AFT, calling for AI-free classrooms in early grades. Backlash against school tech adoption is building.